Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, you're going to learn how to become healthy. Just imagine a world where, perhaps, you have much more capacity to help yourself than maybe you even realize. Because the truth of the matter is that you do. I was reading a very interesting article in one of the Hypnosis Association newsletters that I receive by an MD by the name of Wes Ruckel. He actually is a very interesting gentleman because he comes from poor post-war to Poland. And as he suggested in this article, he was tormented by hardships and alcohol, dreaming of other circumstances. He fantasized looking through people's windows and told himself a story with different endings. He did indeed sense something more even as a child. He understood that this is an essential skill for anyone who seeks wellness. One must learn to not identify with a disease. They must recognize that a state of wellness is present even when they are ill. He also learned, growing up in the communist system, to distrust authorities and the media. Because, well, the media told false stories of both the country he was living in and the world at large. When he got into medicine, doing clinical practice, he realized that he had to think outside the clinical practical protocols, embracing the art of medicine, as well as our miraculous body. So over 20 years, he explored the phenomena of healing and wellness from a hypnotic state. And as a scientific researcher, he had used the latest tools of modern science. He participated in some practical discoveries, yet most were, in reality, just a flicker to the art and mystery of life, disease, and wellness. He most certainly didn't buy the hypnotic suggestion that health and disease can be understood and managed exclusively by an analytical mind, because he had witnessed healing miracles when patients explored the wonders of their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects. Most importantly, finding the root causes of health challenges. So this is the deal, folks. Hypnosis lets you accept the occasional health challenge as only a small part of your overall life experience. It's an occasional darkness to keep the realization of light, because darkness is the absence of light, right? So here are some of the things that this wonderful medical doctor shared in this newsletter. First of all, and by the way, as a hypnotist, I agree with every single one of these. So we as patients need to take control of our own situation by shifting our mindsets, because our minds can do what we choose to allow them to do. So here we go. Here's this list. 1. A doctor can't fix a problem if they don't know what they're fixing, most especially its root causes. When you empower a person to be an active participant in solving a health challenge, they discover their root choices. Oh my God, I've been doing this with my hypnosis for 14 years, and let me tell you something, you all have your own answers in your own mind. It's just unconsciously unconscious. So hypnotism helps to reach that for you, because we go into the correct part of the mind to help you deal with that, and I would even say into the spiritual mind to get the unconscious defense mechanisms out of the way so you can actually heal yourself. Imagine that. 2. Some problems are too far advanced to be fixed, and some diseases can't be cured because they are persons too vested in keeping the status quo of a disease. You know, I have a client right now who is doing really, really well with letting go of anxiety. She did all the interventions she needed to do. She did all of the really hard talk she needed to do with the people in her life to set appropriate boundaries. And when it came to having her talk to her boss about going into the office as he wants her to do for a global meeting, meaning that everyone from all the offices all over the world are seen via Skype or some kind of software where they can all see one another through the wonders of the internet. And she doesn't want to do it. Why? Because she's happily working out of her own home. The only problem is that she's agoraphobic and won't leave her house, which means that her sister, who is now living with her two children, is the one who generally takes my client's kids out to play along with her kids. She's the one who's doing the majority of the grocery shopping, or maybe the ex-husband for the second child of hers is helping her with these things. I don't really know all the ins and outs. Suffice to say, she won't leave the apartment, and this is a really big problem. But in so doing so, she has other people there to do everything she doesn't want to do. And that's what we call in hypnosis secondary gain. So you need to ask yourself a very, very important question. What are you getting out of holding on to your illness that you won't get any longer once you choose health and well-being, otherwise known as self-sufficiency? 3. If I, or you as a parent, or even if you are in the healing professions or as a coach, are preoccupied with fixing people and problems, we are creating something called codependence. It's a roller coaster. A person who feels the need to fix others to feel good about themselves can fall into dark despair if they don't succeed. Look, I am not upset in my own life because my client is choosing not to move forward. I feel great depths of sadness for her for making some of the poor choices she's making at this time, and I'm still working to get her to change her mind and her attitude. However, I cannot be more invested in my client's health and well-being than they're willing to be invested. And further, understanding that if they choose to go into abusive situations that perhaps you got them out of, for whatever their reasons are, it's their choice. I can't do anything about that. Even if someone chooses to do something that might kill them, I have no control over them. And you don't have any control over the people in your own life either. The only thing you truly have control over is who you are, what you do with your time, how you interact with other people, and the choices that you make. And sometimes, when we articulate our needs and desires, first for ourselves and then with those who are close to us, they will change and evolve and become people who we would be healthier being with. But there's a lot of people who I tell my clients to let go of. These are the psychic vampires who suck all your energy and all your time and take your life out of your own life. And for a while, it may feel really good to help these people out. But trust me, anger, resentment, and even regret come up when one doesn't create a boundary that helps one to distance oneself from these types of people. Because you're not here to live their lives, and you're not here to help them get their learnings. You're here to get your learnings and to grow in your own life. And in so doing, hopefully, growing the lives of those whom you touch as you live each day of your life. So, fixing your own problem may include hiring a medical doctor or an alternative health doctor. We would call it complementary medical care, such as myself as a hypnotist, or someone who does acupuncture, or naturopath, homeopath. There's all kinds of energy type work that people can get involved with, or Reiki, and other spiritual types of working. There's millions of things you can do. You can learn how to meditate that can bring you back online. However, what I want to share with you is that once you make the decision, as my other client made, who was suffering with anxiety, terrible anxiety, to the point where she felt she had to breathe herself, even though intellectually she knew she breathed just fine. But unconsciously, she felt she had to breathe herself, just like this other client who's having difficulty choosing to stay in the program with me now. She is doing really well. She's like a rock. I can't believe how strong this young woman is. She's only 22 years old, and her boss, who promoted her to do public relations, just fired her because of some other person out in New York who has no understanding who this person is particularly, and gave them opposing objectives inside his business, so that was never going to work, telling the other one where she needed to travel to, not understanding either the geography of California, which town is near which other town, or the traffic and the problems that can cause, created great issues. Never mind not following up after my client did her sales calls and left the breads that they sell wholesale to these restaurants and stores. She is so strong. She made a decision for herself that she's not going back, because once this company found out that she was going to file for unemployment, because they never really terminated her, they sent her a text, which isn't okay, they decided that maybe they could find another offering for her, another job she could have. Well, you know what? She was doing accountant work for 6 years, and her boss loved her. And her feeling is that she cannot trust him to treat her well. She's not going to have another person determine her own sense of where she's going in her career path. She does need to finish up her education, which he was very well of. He was very well aware of at the time of giving her the promotion, and then decided because of this other person that she needed to work 40 hours a week, which she was more than willing to do, by the way, and do less schoolwork. And yet he never gave her the chance to explain her side of what was going on and why things were not working the way they needed to, like not getting business cards and having to handwrite all of her contact information. Why would that be so? If you're promoting somebody into a position where they're making sales calls, they need their business cards, wouldn't you say? So stupid things like this. Well, the bottom line is she's taking control of her life. Anxiety is no longer an issue in her life. And she knows who she is, what she stands for, and she made the decision to get the appropriate care, stick with the care, and know that through her self-hypnosis that I taught her how to do, that she could get herself under control, as well as eating much better. She was having these sugar lows because she wasn't eating correctly. So I told her, you need to eat differently. So I told her what to eat differently. I wanted her to include much more healthy fats. I wanted her to have nuts and seeds with her on her job so that she would always have what her brain needed to stay alert and on the job, and for her to realize that she needed to be much better with how she treated her young body so she could be healthy, full of energy, and with all those great ideas that she has, because this is a truly intelligent young woman who's getting out of the hood, if I do say so myself, in a very quick way. So what are you willing to do to take care of you? What is the mindset that you're going to create for the choices that you want to make in your life? Because, you know, we can choose to be ill, or we can choose to be better. We can choose to take care of our lives, and that doesn't mean that we don't ask others for help. I ask others for help all the time. Man, this podcast wouldn't even exist if it wasn't, say, my webman out east, who went through this whole freaking program with me and made me start from part A, where we needed to figure out who we were going to angle us toward, i.e. our listeners, that would be professional women, that we wanted to help them claim their excellent life. I like the word create, but he chose claim because it's much stronger. And other people have since told me, yes, that was a better call. And then we had to figure out how to do all the parts that we needed to do to make this thing a reality, including a really nice graphic thumbnail, which he put together for me, and the music, which he found and edited. I could listen to that music forever. I love that music at the beginning of this podcast and the end. He did the voiceovers for me, and he stitches the whole thing together for me each and every week. So yeah, I ask for help. He also keeps my website going, makes the changes we need to make, helps me with all my projects. Wonderful to have someone in tech help me. But he also isn't a graphic artist, so I have my guy, Jibin Joy, in India, who is a joy to work with, by the way. And he does all my true graphic design work. And if any of you need any graphic design work, you just need to let me know. Send me an email at Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, at dawningvisions.com, D-A-W-N-I-N-G, V as in Victor, I-S as in Sam, I-O-N-S.com. And you just tell me that you want to know the name and the contact information for my wonderfully easy to work with graphic designer in India. You know, he started a business because I paid him off, 99 Design, where I originally found him. And he has a foundation, and he's doing wonderful things over in India. So anything we can do to help him to grow his business is great in my world. Because I like helping people who are doing productive, wonderful things in their worlds. And he's the easiest, kindest person you could ever possibly want to work with. And he will do the changes that you need to change without any complaints, zero attitude, and at a very reasonable price to you. So, Jib and Joy in India, graphic designer. And I also had my bookkeeper. She's now an acupuncturist and is in Boston. And she kept me on top of my books better than I ever could have. She made damn sure that my stuff was done and it was done appropriately. And my accountant back east was so happy with her work. And unfortunately, I don't have one now. But I'm working on getting a new one. Now, what I'm telling you guys, you need to have people help you out. And in terms of emotional stuff, if it wasn't for Matt James, at that time of Advanced Neurodynamics, which unfortunately split in the midst of my training with them, and Tad and Adriana James for teaching me how to do trainings effectively, I would not have the skill set that I have to both help clear myself of all my physical and emotional problems and my calling in this life, known as hypnosis and NLP, where I have indeed helped hundreds of people to gain better lives. And I would also say there were quite a few lives that may not have been continued had I not come in contact with them and helped them through their hardships. Some of them were people with eating disorders, a few drug addicts, and even sex addicts who might have sex with the wrong people. You know, if you get AIDS, you're dead. It might take longer now, but still not a good thing to think about. And my next project is going to be helping type 2 diabetics to let go of their diabetes without any sort of denial of themselves or without distressing their bodies. Because I have found that diabetes is not about the sugars particularly. It's about a lot more than that. You just think of all the problems that diabetics have. It's really a disease of malnutrition. They lose a lot of their water-soluble vitamins and minerals due to the urination that they do. And that's why they have systemic problems. So it's really a matter of getting them to be able to drop the weight safely and effectively. And by the way, the new research says 2 pounds a week is too much to lose and keep it off. It's more like a half a pound to a pound and a half a week to come off. No more than that if you want to actually keep it off. And the foods that they need to eat, the healthy fats they need to eat, and a whole bunch of other things that need to happen differently than what the medical industrial complex would be telling them. Because I have this question to ask you. If they really knew how to heal diabetes, why the hell are people still dying from secondary causes from diabetes? Good question, huh? All right. And the other project that I'm working on is to help CEOs, COOs, and all those other C's in the C-suite to figure out a better way to do their work life. Some of these folks want to go into companies that are more aligned with their beliefs and their values. I helped someone do this fairly recently after she was let go of her job, and I believe it was because her boss felt totally threatened by her knowledge base. She's a very brilliant woman. She's doing amazing things in this new company that just hired her. She's all over the news. It's like amazing to know that I am associated with this person. Or perhaps like one of my former clients who just needed a lateral change so that she would get out from under a person they call affectionately Little Napoleon for all his micromanagement to a position in the same company, but with a boss who totally respects her 40 years of experience doing the chemistry that she does that also helps save people's lives. Or how about creating your own business? Because, you know, sometimes, I don't know, I read a lot of times about people who have been in corporate America and they needed to get the hell out because they didn't like the structures and the ways that corporate America operates today. And they had these ideas and they didn't really know how to put their ideas into a real business. So they ended up going to life coaching or business coaching or holistic health coaching, like my bookkeeper did, right? She actually went into holistic health and decided she didn't want to really work with that and became an acupuncturist. That was her real dream. And she did it. She went back to school and did it. And she's doing great between that and her herbs, both Chinese herbs and regular American herbs. Wow, this woman's amazing. And I also had a gentleman who used to work a lot with startups, and he got fired from a job. And he is now an inventor, and he's invented quite a few different types of things over the years. One of them was the lovely non-anesthetic pain control device made of a stress ball with some lovely scents in it that we added a mantra to help the pregnant women over in Uganda be able to feel a whole lot less discomfort, we would say, in hypnosis that comes with one's contractions. And also to be used for breast biopsies, because this clinic is now helping women be screened for breast cancer and doing breast biopsies if they should find anything. So he's an amazing fellow also. So there's all kinds of things that we can do in this world. So yes, Suzanne is moving out of the explicit work with the addictions, the emotional stuff, and really moving more into these areas of life that are getting more and more common and distressing for the people who are living with these things. I'm also going to be putting together a spiritual mastermind of sorts, where we're going to be going to 4 different spiritual places on this planet Earth and learning from the spiritual people in these places themselves about these teachings and applying it to our lives, which is going to be really, really cool. Can't wait to get that one up and running. And the last thing I'm going to be doing is creating a mastermind from the people from these other 3 ventures to get together and to grow as people and as businesses. And those are going to be limited to just 12 people. And they too are going to go on. I believe we're going to do 5 days away. Maybe if the group wants to do it, we can do a week or 2 weeks far away. It doesn't really make sense to go on a long foreign trip for a week. You really got to put aside 2 weeks to do that. But that's something that we can collaborate on and figure it out as we go. Because I know that my best experiences have happened overseas, in new cultures, learning new things. And I really loved the spiritual places I went to, like Masada and the Wailing Wall in Israel. I was in the Serengeti for a different project I did in Africa. And went on the game runs and met the Maasai people out there. Went to New Zealand to learn ancient Hawaiian spirituality. Interesting enough, that usually happens in Hawaii, but we were in New Zealand. There were reasons for that. But I was really glad to be in New Zealand because in New Zealand they have like all this thermal stuff going on, and when it's really damp and like rainy, like all the steam comes out of the grass. And they had these bubbling pools of mud and water. It's like 200 Celsius. And they had these signs saying, stay off thin ground because you can fall right through and boil to death. It's very exciting and very cool. And really ethereal if you're studying spiritual stuff, for sure, which we were doing. We were even in the Maori peoples for 4 of our days of training, which was really, really cool. So there's many, many places I would love to take my folks to learn all these really cool things. I'd love to go to Egypt. I want to learn about fairies and leprechauns and wonderful people of Ireland. I've been to Ireland. It's very beautiful, but I didn't study any of the metaphysical things that take place there, actually. There's many, many places that we can go to enjoy ourselves and learn these things in terms of our spirituality and how to better use our minds and get more in connection with who we are, body, mind, and spirit. Because when we do that, folks, guess what? You don't have an excuse, a reason, or rationalization to be ill, be unhealthy, destroying your mind and your body. All you have is the capacity to be the best you know how to be, which is what we need so many more of on this planet, wouldn't you say? That's what I'm here to do. So yes, I'll be rolling out these things through this next year. The first one is going to be an online option as well as an offline option for disappearing your diabetes. So if you're interested in that, all I'd like you to do is to email me at suzanne@dawningvisions.com to let me know of your interest. And in that email, please tell me what are the things that you are concerned about most regarding your diabetes, the things that you were told by your doctor that maybe didn't make a whole lot of sense, or worse, the things that maybe your doctors have told you that scare you. And tell me what your objectives would be, not just in being able to go off meds safely with your doctors, okay, it's all got to be done with your doctors, okay. But once you're able to reclaim your life and your health, what are those things that you really would love to be able to do that you're not able to do right now because the diabetes and maybe the overweight that you're carrying around is getting in the way of your really being able to do those things that are so, so important to you. And I don't mean just with your family, because although your family is important, what's more important is that we actually give a damn about the peoples of the world. If I learned anything from my travels to Africa, New Zealand, and Australia, and Israel, we really do need to care about the peoples of our world. Because if we don't, who's gonna? So with that, please, get in touch with me. Let me know how I can best serve you. If you have any ideas for this podcast, write those in too. Suzanne@dawningvisions.com. Because although I can always find material to do them on, I'd really love you, my listeners, to be a part of this collaboration. It's a way that I can better serve you. And by the way, these programs that I'm putting together, it will be a collaborative between the ideas that I have and have received and the participants in the beta, B-E-T-A, versions of these programs. And for those of you who actually come on in the beta versions, you will get a very nice discount, as well as all the wonderful extra benefits that one receives when they're feeling whole and complete, healthy and full of vitality. Because isn't that what we all want? To feel vital in our lives. Passionate about what we're doing with our lives. Have a sense of purpose. And have love in our hearts and our souls. As we relate to people eye to eye and soul to soul. Because that's what I believe we need to do. I know that's what we need to do. Once again, I thank you for spending your time with me. Until next time. And remember, send your information regarding the programs and any ideas that you might have for the podcast and even my weblogs on dawningvisions.com. If you have any interesting ideas or concepts or things that you're concerned about, please send them in to suzanne@dawningvisions.com. And I will be most happy to do a weblog or a podcast on the subject matter that you send in. Usually the blog posts are more about pathologies and how to heal yourself from pathologies, but they don't have to be. Let me know what you want. I'm more than happy to serve you in the best way I know how. And as I said earlier here in this program for the podcast, it's really about claiming your excellent life. So anything that falls into that, trying to have a more positive, energy-provoking sort of experience on a podcast. Because it is about health and well-being. Wonderful relationships. So again, I thank you for spending your time with me. Again, until next time. If you have found the information that we have shared with you here on Claim Your Excellent Life to be helpful and interesting, please do us a favor of giving us a rating on iTunes. We hope it will be 5 stars. As well as a review. Doing both these acts will move the podcast up in the ratings on iTunes so more people will be able to find us. Also, please do us the favor of letting your friends and colleagues know about this podcast so they too can gain the knowledge that we're sharing here. We'd like as many people as possible to learn from what we have to give here. And we thank you for your time and effort in doing so.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.